You're listening to the tail end of Shukshukta Radio with Werku, and you're listening to Aster Aweke.
Aweke. Oh, yeah, you got it.
She's awesome. She has such a beautiful voice.
Yeah, she's a poplar in Ethiopia.
Yeah. Has she ever come here?
I don't think so she's coming.
Maybe you want to work on bringing her here.
We can't afford to bring her. She's too expensive.
Oh, she's so big, huh?
Yeah.
Ah, I hear you. Okay. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You've been listening to an hour of Amharic music and talk with Shukshukta, with Werku. And we're now transitioning into Kol Noredi, nomadic voice here. Love to hear from you today. The number is 822-2487. And anything to announce before you run off?
No, nothing. Just too much. Just enjoy the weather.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out. It's gorgeous out. Thank you for tuning in, everyone there. Before I forget here, I just want to mention, and also for all you Shukshukta listeners out there, that there is the Spirit of Africa Festival happening today.
Yes.
So that is today, starting at 1:30. So right after tuning into Kol Noredi, you gotta speed out and get over to St. James Hall. So this is put out, produced, supported by Caravan World Rhythms. And this is, here I'll read you the little blurb here. Join some of the top African, Brazilian, and Canadian performers and workshop leaders from the Pacific Northwest for two jam-packed days of music, dance, drumming, and singing from Chad, Guinea, Benin, Brazil, Zimbabwe, Cameroon, South Africa, and Canada. Yeah. Where is Ethiopia?
Good question.
Next year, Werku.
Next year, we do it, yeah.
So, this is happening at St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue. It's kind of near the Kitsilano Community Center. So, workshops start today at 1:30 p.m. And then there is an evening performance at 7:30 p.m. Live music, dance, and capoeira show featuring Ghanaian Pacific Northwest supergroup Africa Wali and Afro-Brazilian traditions and capoeira with Aje Brazil and Zimbabwean marimba with Kunaka.
Ooh.
So this is going to be a really, really awesome event. The tickets are $18 per show at the door, or $30 for both. And again, workshops and food throughout the day. Drumming, singing, music, and dance, $5 to $10 on a sliding scale. And so again, 1:30 to 2:20, Zimbabwean music, percussion, and singing workshop with Kurai Mubaiwa and Navarro Franco. 2:30 p.m. to 3:20, there's Beninese dance and music workshop with guest dancer choreographer from Seattle, Etienne Capco, and multi-instrumentalist and singer Yoro Nukusi. And 3:30 to 4:30, Ghanaian drumming workshop with Africa Wali. So anyways, for more information, check out www.caravanbc.com. So that is going to be an awesome event, and that is today, basically right after Kol Noredi, beginning at 1:30.
Right on.
So yeah, sounds
That's
really
awesome. Yeah.
So keep checking out Caravan World Rhythms. They facilitate a lot of really dynamic musical world music events happening in town. All right.
Yes.
Speaking of events in town, the Chutzpah Festival is happening right now. This is the Festival of Jewish Performing Arts. And Werku, you remember last year we went to see the Dan Reichel Project, which was awesome.
Awesome.
And
what about this year?
What about this year? Well, I'm just about to talk about that.
Okay.
And if you remember at the concert, there was a kind of guest there who kind of took over the show, if you remember. The guy who was kind of hip-hopping, rapping like Yemeni. A Yemeni Jew. So it was pretty cool. He kind of took over without permission, but it was. But I mean, it was cool nonetheless. In any case, that is who Yemen Blues is. You've probably seen the postings all over town on the cover of the Georgia Strait. So that is, yeah, he is coming as part of the Chutzpah Festival, and that's happening Thursday night, February 24th. So stay tuned. I'll give you more details on the Chutzpah Festival. But what I did want to mention is that I did make it out to one really unbelievable concert last Wednesday night, and that was Klezmerata Fiorentina. They're a klezmer quartet. I was going to say quartet from Florence, and the members had all met through the Florence Orchestra, Symphony Orchestra, and it was one of the most beautiful concerts I have ever seen. And it was so in the moment and so genuine and so unique. And beyond that, they were just individually just master virtuoso players. So there was a lead violin, and he was kind of the leader and the, I guess, brains or the creative visionary behind this quartet. There's a stand-up double bass, which is just beautiful just to look at, and then a clarinetist and an accordionist, and what they do together is just magic. So, of course, I purchased their CD, and I'm going to begin this show today, Kol Nodedi, with some of Klezmerata Fiorentina. So this is really, really beautiful, much of which is improvised klezmer music, but it is also so unbelievably in sync and unbelievably polished at the same time that it's just fascinating to watch, to listen to feel. In any case, let's begin with them. So this is Klezmerata Fiorentina, and this is off of an album that they put out called 15 Variations on the Theme of Life, Traditional Instrumental Music of the Ukrainian Jews. So you're listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR, and enjoy this music. Thank you. That was Dobraiden Dobranoch, and that was Klezmerata Fiorentina, 15 variations on the theme of life, and you just heard variation number 3. So just to recap what I mentioned a few moments ago, I had the privilege of seeing this unbelievable klezmer quartet play as part of the Chutzpah Festival, and unfortunately they were just playing that one night, but I was wishing that they were playing other shows because I just want to tell the world about them after. This quartet, violin, clarinet, accordion, double bass, is the visionary work of Igor Polesitsky, who is the violinist. The four of them met at the Florence Symphony Orchestra, each of them being just unbelievable musicians on their own right, and what they do together is so interesting. So, of course, with klezmer, there's always going to be some traditional motifs and elements and, of course, melodies, and that's those ones that touch our hearts, the ones that are familiar to us, and even if they're not because of our cultural backgrounds or cultural memories, they're just, they really cross those boundaries in any case and just reach straight out to the soul, just klezmer music in essence, and in many ways, gypsy music as well. So, comprised of four principal players of a leading Italian symphony and opera orchestra, Florence's Orchestra del Maggio Musicale, Klezmerata Fiorentina was formed in May of 2005 with the purpose of developing a concert version of traditional Ukrainian Jewish instrumental music, the family heritage of the group's founder, Igor Polesitsky. The resulting style could be described as improvised klezmer chamber music, which imbues the unique instrumental language, dance rhythms, and authentic melodies of the historical klezmerim with a classical complexity of expression, wide dynamic range, and elasticity of tempo. And that is for sure, everything about their playing was so familiar in one sense, but also absolutely full of anticipation and totally unpredictable. And I just found that we were sitting at the edge of our seats, just waiting to see what would happen next. The musicians were in such amazing dialogue with each other, the instruments and their instruments were just talking to their players and talking to each other. And the violinist was a beautiful storyteller and narrator of the music. So let's go ahead and listen to one or two more tracks here of Klezmerata Fiorentina onwards. So this is variation number 5, and it's called And a Time to Dance. See what you think of this. This is Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice on CITR. Thank you. You're listening to a live recording of Klezmerata Fiorentina off of their album 15 Variations on the Theme of Life. And that was variation number 14 called The Silver Chord. This Klezmer Quartet just recently played at the Chutzpah Festival, and it was a stunning show. Check them out online at Klezmerata, Klezmerata Fiorentina, FIORENTINA.com, KlezmerataFiorentina.com. So I'll just read to you a little bit about what the Igor Polesitsky, who is the violinist of this quartet and also the visionary of it and kind of the catalyst of this project, says, "Music of my memory. It was in my birthplace, the beautiful old city of Kiev, where I first learned this music from my grandparents. If you want to play it right, my grandma would say, your fiddle must speak in Yiddish and it should talk about life. She would then sing for me all those innumerable old tunes in her quiet, high-pitched and slightly wobbly voice, some with words and some without, but all with a story from a world that had vanished forever. What could I, a boy of 9 or 10 at the time, and a violin student of the best teacher in the city, have understood about life? But Yiddish, a funny and sad sing-song of a language, a strange mixture of old German, Slavic, and Hebrew, that sounds like none of them I had heard in my home since birth. This language, confined to the one and only room of our large Soviet-style communal apartment, where all of us lived, was spoken at gatherings of our once numerous family by the handful of remaining members who had survived the last war. It was during these visits after my grandmother's blintzes and gefilte fish that I, their future chayfetz, had to play for those present the familiar tunes from that other world. This music, both funny and sad at the same time, just as the language they spoke, brought back memories of their burned-down shtetl, Kaliningrad, in the middle of the southern steppes." And Polesitsky talks quite a lot, narrates the sort of story of this album. And in the end, he ends off by saying that This album is, he says, here we play it as a farewell to life and to the vanished world that continues to exist only in our memory and in our music. So he very much, this group and this album is very much a tribute to the continuity of this memory and the persistence of this culture and this musical, this world as transmitted through the music. So this is Klezmerata Fiorentina you've been listening to here. This is Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Thank you so much for tuning in here. And today's music is kind of all about being inspired by klezmer roots, some gypsy roots as well, the violin, indefinitely. And so with this in mind, we move onwards to a beautiful album that's kind of old by now, but just so delightful and kind of timeless that I just had to play it. So this is Side by Side, Yitzhak Perlman and Oscar Peterson team up in a really interesting collaboration, and this is what results. I just love their rendition of Ochichonia, Dark Eyes. So see what you think of this on Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Thank you. That was Yitzhak Perlman and Oscar Peterson with their rendition of Dark Eyes, Ochichonya. This is a really pretty album called Side by Side. It was released in 1994, so it's kind of old, but it's kind of classic too. The rest of the tracks on this album are less gypsy-ish and more kind of bluesy, as you can hear here in the background. Kind of a la Stefan Grappelli, so some classics like Georgia on My Mind, really pretty stuff here. In any case, check it out. Two very distinguished musicians collaborating in interesting projects. So that's Side by Side, Perlman and Peterson. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Here, this is CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you very much for tuning in. And I just want to let you know about a couple of awesome gigs happening right now, really soon, as part of the Chutzpah Festival. So, I mentioned the Yemen Blues. Ravid Kahalani, who kind of introduced himself in Vancouver, at least, last year, at the Idan Reicha Project's concert at the Chan Center. So, again, shaped by his origins as a Yemeni Jew, the fascinating voice of Israeli Ravid Kahalani brilliantly evokes the musical universe of his ancestors. Stretching like a caravan across the desert, the band winds through West African blues and the thousand and one vibrations of the Sahara, Nubian, Gnawi, Tuaregs, and Saidi and Bambara. The luscious mix of jazz tonalities, which also crosses into funk, rings out as an ode to African grooves and a modern echo of the ancestral rhythms. Yemen Blues was co-founded by composer, arranger, and bass virtuoso Omer Avital, who is a pioneer in combining jazz with myriad world music elements. So this is, I'm just kind of reading off of the Chutzpah site here just to give you more of a sense of what to expect. The stellar nine-member ensemble features virtuoso musicians from several genres, including New York-based bassist, oud jazz ethnic music player Omer Avital, jazz trombonist band leader Avi Leibovich, classical players Galia Chai on viola, Hila Epstein on cello, percussionists Yochai Cohen, Ronnie Irwin, Hadar Neuberg on flutes, Itamar Borochov on trumpet, and with Kahalani embracing his vocal work with percussion playing as well. So this is going to be a really interesting concert. You should expect the unknown, I guess. He just kind of sprung up on the stage last year at the Idan Reicha Project and kind of stunned everyone with his voice and his charisma. So this is happening Thursday, February 24th. That's this Thursday. Doors open at 8 p.m. and it's happening at the Venue Nightclub at 881 Granville Street. I am not even sure if there are tickets left there, but you better check that out. The Balkan Beatbox happening on Sunday, so a week today at 8 p.m. If you've never seen them and you're a fan in any sort of way, form, fashion of Balkan music, you must see them. They blend Balkan crazy horns with klezmer and with Mediterranean, Middle Eastern undertones and gypsy and funk, and now a bit of hip-hop and a tiny twang of disco. They're really all across the board and paving new paths all the time. Their new album, Blue Eyed Black Boy, which I will play very soon for you on today's show, which is quickly slipping through my fingers, is pretty amazing and quite different from their previous two albums. A lot more vocals and interesting stuff. A lot of punch is what I have to say. So they're amazing performers. They will put on a wild show, undoubtedly. Sunday, February 27th, that's this next Sunday, a week today, 8 p.m. at the Commodore, which is an awesome venue. So you really don't want to miss it. So, for more information, check out the Chutzpah Festival online. What else? I think that's it for now. All right. Of course, check out the numerous other performances happening as part of the Chutzpah Festival. The theater, the dance, the singing. So check out chutzpahfestival.com. Onwards here. Speaking of which, a couple years ago, we had the privilege to see Odessa Havana. This is David Buchbinder's genius, the trumpeter, based in Toronto, actually, and teaming up with Ilario Duran on piano. And it's basically, if you can imagine this, if you can hear it in your head, this is the merging of the Black Sea and Cuba. So, yes, it is the old world, the new world, many worlds together, producing a very, very unexpected, beautiful world that is Odessa Havana. So see what you think of this. I'm going to play for you here a track called Impresiones. Enjoy. This is Col Nodedi.
We'll be right back.
Wow, how is that for an ending? That's award-winning trumpeter and composer David Buchbinder teaming up with Juno-winning pianist and composer Hilario Duran with a crew of Canada's top jazz and world musicians presenting this exciting Jewish-Cuban fusion. So this is award-winning producer and band member Roberto Occhipinti, the ensemble. He had worked on capturing the fresh, fiery, and innovative sound that ignited audience at Lula World 2007 and their sold-out debut performance at the Ashkenaz Festival in Toronto in 2006. So this album, Odessa Havana, was released by Tzadik, which is a really fascinating label dedicated to releasing the best in avant-garde and experimental music, presenting a worldwide community of contemporary musician composers who find it difficult or impossible to release their music through more conventional channels. So this is actually John Zorn's label, composer, musician, and anything released by him, you can count on being really interesting. So this is the Tzadik label, Odessa Havana. All right, we are just running up here to the last few minutes of Kol Nodadi today. So I just wanted to leave you with a promise that I made earlier in the show, and that is one track at least of Balkan Beatbox off of their latest album, Blue Eyed Black Boy. Balkan Beatbox will be playing next Sunday, a week today at 8 p.m. at the Commodore. Try to get tickets. I think there still may be some, but I'm not totally sure. Check that out. And of course, check out the rest of the Chutzpah Festival gigs happening, including Ravid Kahalani with Yemen Blues on Thursday night. Thank you so much for your calls today, for tuning in. Kol Nodadi will be off the air next week, just for 1 week, and Worku and Amharic Radio Shukshukta will be taking over. So see you in two Sundays, 11 to 12, Kol Nodadi Nomadic Voice here on CITR. Thank you very much for tuning in. And this is Balkan Beatbox with a song called Balkumbia. Bye-bye.